Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
I hope you guys are having a good day today at whatever time you are listening to this episode, and I'm glad you picked on this one. We are going to talk about the reason why I chose the topic of today's video in a little bit, and why I think it is fitting, and why it is currently relevant in my life. But before we get into the topic, I wanted to tell you guys about how I've been doing, and what I've been doing since I've been back from LA. This is my first episode since I've been back. My LA month has officially come to an end. Obviously, I've been back in Vancouver for 2 weeks now, and it is so sad. If you keep up with me, or you are listeners of the podcast, you would know I was in LA for 1 month for a little bit of a switch in environment. I kind of cosplayed living there for the time being and just experienced what it's like to live somewhere else, because maybe it is somewhere where I would consider living, but I am back now. And just to give some final thoughts about that so we can finally close that chapter, all I want to say is that my month in LA was so great. I think I still have one more vlog going up on my YouTube channel, but I had such a good time there. I truly feel like I had lived 1,000 lives in the span of 1 month. There were so many things that I did, and I really got in the habit of getting outside of the house every day, even if it was just for a walk or to meet up with someone new that I hadn't met before, or to go to an event or to meet with my manager. I just feel like I was super productive while I was there. I got to experience so many new things that I had never done before and just have some funny, weird, crazy, silly interactions, which I never regret. So that was super fun. I feel like one of the biggest takeaways that I took from going on that trip was just to say yes to any opportunity that comes your way, because you never know where that butterfly effect will lead you. And also, since it was my first time being roomies with someone else and staying with my friend and her boyfriend, I feel like it kind of gave me a glimpse into what it's like to live with someone else and what it means to be a good roommate, because I'm so used to living alone and like doing things whenever I want, doing things a certain way, and like you just get so accustomed to knowing what your routine is and how you work. And it is quite a different experience living with someone else, which is kind of crazy, honestly. I don't know if I've ever spent that much time with someone else. Honestly, I feel like we kind of slayed at being roommates, but it's kind of crazy. I don't even think I've spent that long with my boyfriend before. So anyways, that was a super eye-opening experience. I don't think I've ever appreciated Vancouver as much as I do now. Not that I don't every single time I come back from a trip, but something about leaving when the trees were just starting to blossom versus coming home like halfway through spring and all the trees around me are in full bloom. They're green, they're bright, they're bushy. It just felt so great. I also feel like one of the biggest differences from being in LA or New York versus coming to Vancouver is the quality in air, which sounds super random, but I can 100% feel the difference taking a deep breath in Vancouver versus when I'm in the US. And the air is just so clean here. We have so much nature. The grass is so green, and Vancouver is such a walkable city, and it's super clean that like you really just take that for granted when you live here every day. But coming back from those places in the US, I always have an extra appreciation for how fresh it is here. And of course, being around my friends and my family and my boyfriend, it just really does feel like home. Just to give a little bit of a recap on my last 2 weeks while I've been here, it has felt like summer because all of my friends finished school and I've just had plans every single day, which is good and bad news just because, I mean, I've been living. I feel like my Instagram stories have just been fun for the past 2 weeks, but bad maybe is a strong word. After doing something for the past month in LA and then the past 2 weeks in Vancouver, I feel like I'm not burnt out, but a little bit in need of some solo time. Just to recap on some of the things that I've done while I've been here, just to give you guys maybe some ideas for what you want to do with your friends this summer or this spring. Well, first of all, the first day I came back at like 12 p.m. on a Monday, and that night I had a concert with Jacob, which was kind of crazy to do all in one day, but I went to a Justin Timberlake like concert. And I was actually working with Live Nation, which is like a company that does all those concerts and stuff. And they got me and him VIP tickets, and it was so much fun. We were so close to Justin Timberlake, and I'm not really that big of a JT fan, but once I was there, I realized how many songs I actually knew, and it was so much fun. One thing I'm definitely prioritizing for the year of 2024 is being in those live experience environments, if that makes sense. Like just doing more concerts, more festivals. I feel like I love being in the moment, being present, having fun, and like loud music, and just being in a shared space with a bunch of other people that are there to do the exact same thing. I've just been absolutely loving that. So I'm gonna try to go to more concerts and festivals this year, starting off, of course, with Coachella and now Justin Timberlake. But that was super fun. I almost just forgot to tell you guys, but this past weekend, I was at my boyfriend's friend's house with all my friends, all his friends, to watch the Vancouver Canucks game. My boyfriend got a text from his mom saying, you have to go outside, look up at the sky. And it was probably like 10 p.m. when we did this, and the northern lights were outside. Like, that is just such a crazy experience. And I'm just honestly shocked that I was with all my friends at the same time, because we were all outside pulling our phones out. We were laying on the pavement, and it was just so fun. Also, because a lot of those people I've known since I like literally entered high school. So to be seeing something that's like a once in a lifetime opportunity, and to be in the presence of a bunch of people that I've known for so long, it kind of felt like we were just kids. And it was just honestly really fun. You couldn't see it that much with your eyes, but when you took a photo of it, it was so beautiful. It was like purple and blue in the sky. So anyways, that was super cool. I also had my friend's birthday. And as you know, I feel like this always happens. It's a pipeline from going clubbing on your birthday to realizing that we can't go clubbing every single time it's someone's birthday. And then it switches to like day activities. Maybe that's what turning 23 means. Anyways, my friend turned 23 and she decided that instead of going out, we were gonna do like a day activity, and that was it. She chose that we all go for lunch at a cute little hole in the wall restaurant. And after that, we went jewelry making here in Vancouver. And if I have people from Vancouver listening to this episode and you wanna go jewelry making, I just know that I'm gonna get so many questions asked about where I went. And the location is called Shea Lily Jewelry. And basically you go and you pick out a bunch of charms, your chain, and the girl there will like make it for you. And I just think that that was a super fun idea for a birthday, because all the girls were picking out their necklace, their bracelets. It was so much fun picking out the charms. I swear we were there for like 3.5 hours, probably longer. But that was super fun. And then we went vintage shopping after. And if you guys keep up with any of my socials on my Instagram or my YouTube, maybe you would know that I've been in a little bit of a shopping spree, shop till you drop mentality recently, which is horrible because I don't know. I just feel like shopping is not a sustainable habit to have, literally. Like, it's just not. But I've just been having so much fun with fashion recently, having a passion for fashion, picking out clothes that I feel like really express my personality and just feel like represent me, and just pieces that I feel good in, pieces that I haven't seen before. I don't know. I've just been having a lot of fun shopping. So obviously going vintage shopping with my best friends was no exception. I've also been trying a bunch of new bakeries and coffee shops while I've been here. And one of the ones that I've been going to in Vancouver is called Bake 49, and they have the infamous garlic bagel. You need to try it. It's like pull apart and there is like garlic cream cheese in it. It's honestly to die for. I also went to an event with my friend Myella with Lancome, and we got our makeup done by an Indian bridal makeup artist. So that was cool. And we got to eat butter chicken. And guys, I am literally obsessed with butter chicken. Butter chicken might just be one of my favorite foods as of recently. That was great. That honestly brightened up my day, because I think butter chicken is a craving that I constantly have. And also for Mother's Day, we went to the Van Dusen Botanical Gardens here in Vancouver. It's basically like a huge park with a bunch of flowers, and we had high tea, and that was also super fun. After being very busy for the past month and the past 2 weeks, yesterday I decided to have a little day to myself, and I grabbed my journals, I grabbed some books, I grabbed some Sharpie, highlighters, fine liners, I got a little coffee, some oatmeal, and a croissant from Small Victory, and I went to kind of like the waterline, is that the word? I don't know. These little steps before you get into the water by the beach here in Vancouver. And one of the books I bought with me is Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. First of all, I think that that book is super interesting. I think it has so many things that apply to my life and can be helpful to me, and I highly recommend reading that book if you haven't already. I have it here with me, and one of the things it says in front of the book is how common people are doing the uncommon. So a big thing with this book is how you can like heal yourself from the inside out, and how a lot of healing has to do with your mental state and your environment and your energy, and how like you can basically transform transform yourself, transform your reality, transform your mental health, transform the garden inside your brain, one may say, just like who you are with some of the tools they give you. And they kind of go into it very like scientifically. So it doesn't just feel like, I don't know, some spiritual woo-woo type of stuff. They have a lot of case studies and like examples on how it worked on actual real people and like diagrams of brain waves and all this kind of stuff. So I just think that this book is super interesting. But I ended up reading kind of like 5 pages, and those 5 pages really stuck out to me, and I was like journaling a lot about them. And basically, this has been a very long-winded intro leading up to why I decided to name this episode the way that I did and why I decided to talk about this. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about calling your energy back and reclaiming your power, because I feel like that's the kind of stage that I'm in right now. And I feel like being away and traveling and being around so many different people, having so many things to look forward to, has kind of made my energy spread thin. I feel like I've been giving my energy to too many things that are not worth my time and attention to. I feel like I've unintentionally, or probably without realizing, been around some energy vampires. And I just feel like I, as a human, need to recenter, reconnect, realign. And so that is, I feel like, the chapter that I'm in right now. As you guys know, I don't know if you know, but I'll be moving soon, and there's just a lot of change happening around me. And I just feel like one of the best things I can do for myself is kind of recenter and raise my vibrations, raise my frequency, and just hone in on my own energy so I can stop being distracted by the outside world. But I want to talk about some of the pages that I read, give you guys a little bit of a summary, and just enlighten you guys with some knowledge that I learned. One of the things that I highlighted was that it says that only in the present moment can you call your energy back to you. And then following that page, they have a little diagram, and it shows a person with their magnetic field around them, and it shows their energy being pushed out into the past and their energy being pushed out into the future. It says under the image, as you take your attention off the past present reality or your predictable future reality, you are calling energy back to you and building your own electromagnetic field. Now you have available energy to heal yourself or to create new experiences in your life. So having that said, I feel like that really stood out to me, because like I said, in the past, I feel like I've been thinking about what I should have done better, what I could have done better, what I should be doing, you know, all these things that I feel kind of guilty for not doing. Or maybe you're overthinking situations, or maybe you're thinking about a past friend or a past situation. And then I'm also only thinking about the future, what trips I have coming up, what events are coming up, whose birthday's coming up next, what my goals are, where I want to go, what I should be working towards. And while that is good, like it showed in the image and like I explained, your attention is taken away from the present moment because you're constantly in either one of those positions. I feel like that kind of burst a little bubble in my head. It kind of gave me a little bit of an epiphany. So I decided to create on a journal 2 little diagrams. They're the type of diagrams where you have a little like circle in the middle and just a bunch of lines coming out of that, if that makes sense. It almost looks like a sunshine with rays. I think they're called like web diagrams, but I made 2 of these, and both of them had the word me in the middle. So the first one is my current situation and what has been taking my energy. And then in the second photo, I have my ideal version of where I want my energy to go. So in my current diagram, I thought to myself, what has been taking my most energy? You know, if I haven't been living in the present moment, where is my energy going? I'm gonna tell you some of mine. And you know, this is kind of one of those vulnerable things, because I feel like I could just keep it to myself, but maybe me bringing it up is going to ignite something in you and kind of make you ponder and reflect a little bit on what yours looks like. On my current one, what has been taking my energy? I said traveling, which again, and I love traveling, but it has taken energy from me just because it's effort and energy that I am taking away of the present moment. You know, I'm constantly thinking about where I need to go, where I need to be, what I should be doing. So I put traveling. I put social plans. I even put some that were good on this list. Like I didn't just put only bad things that are taking away my time. I put just where my time and attention is going in general. So I put content creating. Again, that's not a bad one, that's a good one, but that's just a place where my energy and attention is going to. Editing, sponsors, over-promising and under-delivering, driving long distances, of course, drinking / being hungover. And I hate saying that because I don't want to make it sound like I do that a lot, or, you know, I just feel like I don't want to I don't judge anyone for doing that. I don't even judge myself for doing it. But in recent times, I feel like I've been going out a lot. And of course, that takes away time. And then the time it takes you to recover if you're hungover. So anyways, sleeping in and staying up late, hanging out with too many friends. Again, One of my core values is literally social connection. So I don't regret hanging out with friends, but when all of my energy and attention is going towards seeing my friends, it does take away from energy that I could use for myself. Having a messy environment. And then two that I put on here that I didn't really think would be something that would take away my energy, but in a way it totally is the first one, I put vanity. So maybe beauty treatments or being worried about what I look like or being worried about my appearance or, you know, trying to beautify myself, that is all taken away. And it's something that is not technically important, even though it feels like it is. And the other one being materialistic desires. So like shopping. And I even said that in the beginning of this episode. I mean, I love shopping and I think it's fun. And I think the idea behind it is fun, like curating outfits and picking out pieces that really resonate with you. But at the same time, they're all materialistic things that you don't actually need. And also any negative mindsets or negative people around me that are rubbing their bad vibes onto me. Oh, and I forgot the biggest one of all, being on my phone and scrolling. That takes a lot of my time and energy. Anyways, I then made one that is the ideal version of me. This ideal version of me has decentered all of these other things that I shouldn't be focused on and is now centering me and my peace. So I put on this one where I want my time to go. And I want a big portion of my time to go towards hobbies, whether that be reading, rock climbing, clay, yoga, jewelry, ballet, biking. I want my time to go to creating content, sponsorships, editing. I want more of it to go grocery shopping and actually cooking and baking, because that is something that brings me a lot of joy, but I forget to do when I, you know, go into the worst version of me, which is someone that orders all the time. Podcasting, cleaning. I feel like I need to be focusing more of my time on picking up after myself and not being in messy environments, because that simply just makes being in flow state a little bit harder. I want to be somebody that stays active, and I want a lot of my energy to go towards working out and walking and workout classes and just anything that involves using your physical body. Journaling is a big thing that I want to put my attention more towards, especially because I feel like I used to be more consistent than I am in this current moment with all the traveling. Yeah, I feel like with summer right around the corner and schedules freeing up, this is the time when we usually want to start checking activities off from our bucket list. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes it can get pretty expensive during this time as we want to do all the fun things with our friends, such as concerts, amusement parks, traveling, etc. But when you have financial goals, you have to decide what's worth it. Chime is an award-winning banking app and debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums. It's the bank of the future and it's 100% mobile and online. A Chime checking account helps you reach your financial goals while still getting to enjoy summer. You can start to take back your finances with features like fee-free overdrafts for up to $200 with SpotMe, and you can get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. If you want to learn more, check out chime.com/abetteryou. Another thing that I love about Chime is that it is a financial institution with a sense of community. By this, I mean you literally have the ability to get increased overdraft limits with boosts from friends. You can get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals, and there are over 60,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $20 billion. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to temporarily increase a friend's SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to temporarily raise your limit. If you're wondering how it works, you basically just have to set up direct deposits into your Chime account, and then after qualifying a direct deposit of more than $200, Chime will notify you to enroll in SpotMe. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to your limit when you exceed your balance, and then your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges fees or interest for using SpotMe. If you want to live it up this summer and make progress towards your financial goals with Chime, open your account in minutes at chime.com/abetteryou. That's chime.com/abetteryou. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members, FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Those were some of the main things that I feel like I want my energy to go to. I decided to share with you what my diagrams kind of look like because I think that this is a good technique for anyone to do, honestly, just to gain a little bit of self-awareness, which I think is one of the most important things when talking about fixing your energy or recentering your energy or just focusing on expanding your aura in all the best ways. You know, sometimes we don't realize that we're doing all these bad habits or that our energy is being placed on things that don't matter or things that aren't in our best interest. I can definitely say, like, I love shopping and I will say, like, oh my God, it's so much fun. But then when you make this diagram and you realize that a lot of your attention is going on materialistic things, it doesn't sound as much fun as, you know, actually doing it. So anyways, definitely do this if you have the time, if you want to bring some self-awareness to where your energy has been placed and where you want it to go. And also, having all that said, if you do this and you realize that all your attention is going exactly in the places that you want, first of all, give yourself a pat on the back. Congratulations. I'm proud of you for keeping yourself accountable and holding yourself to a standard that is going to bring you happiness and joy and peace and contentment and keep you in a state where progress and growth and having accomplishments is super easy for you. I think in order to have a life that is enriching and fulfilling and it doesn't have any like bad habits attached to it for the most part, because I feel like it's impossible to 100% of the time be on your A game. But if you are placing your attention towards the things that matter, I feel like usually it involves a certain amount of self-awareness because you know that you're doing this. You know why you're doing these things. You're putting effort into doing these things. And that is something to be proud of. And also, if you are doing all these things, you can take a look at your life and I bet you there's a lot of things going well for you right now. So just be grateful for yourself for that. Anyways, moving on. After I have made these two diagrams, the next thing, going back to the book, is talking about how instead of putting your mind on the past and onto the future, you should be living in the now. And one of the main examples that they used for you to get more present and to just be in the present moment is meditation. Meditation is one of those things that allows you to fully be in the present moment. And if you're good at meditating, I feel like that's such a skill that you can take with you on so many different situations and just in so many different places. I remember I used to be one of those people that would try to meditate, and every time I would close my eyes, even if it was a simple 10-minute meditation, I would be thinking about what I'm gonna have for dinner, what I had for breakfast, what I should have said in an argument, what I have to do tomorrow, and I just couldn't be present. I couldn't rid my mind of all these racing thoughts. That was until I started doing yoga at a yoga studio consistently. And doing yoga in a studio, I feel like really got me out of my head and just being in the present moment, doing what the instructor was asking of me to do. And one of the things you do in yoga is set an intention before your practice. And then at the end, you do a shavasana, which is kind of like just you lay down on your back and you don't move, you don't speak, and you kind of practice being in that stillness. I would focus on my breathing when I was laying on my back, and every time my mind would shift and wander into different directions, I would kind of bring it back to the center and focus on my breathing. I didn't realize, but after doing all these yoga practices, I got really good at taking all of the nonsense out of my head and just being in that moment, knowing that there was nowhere that I had to be, nowhere that I had to go. All I had to do was listen to the person in front of me, copy the moves, feel how my body was feeling, and focus on my deep breathing. So that kind of was what initiated me into trying meditation again, just because I realized that I had been doing it that whole time that I was in yoga. But after that, I started doing some meditation. I would do guided meditations on YouTube, and they would just help a lot with being still. And I even got to a point where I was so good at meditation that I wouldn't even do a guided meditation. I would just put on frequency music and close my eyes and just be in the now. And I would put like a 20-minute timer or something. And once you practice enough meditation, I almost feel like time doesn't even feel like it's there. Because I remember, again, at the beginning, I would try doing a 10-minute meditation and it felt impossible. And then by the end of it, where I was so in the zone, feeling my body, I could do a full 20 minutes and it felt like it was 5 minutes. Like the time would pass so quickly. Obviously, you guys probably know there are so many benefits to meditation, such as bringing you a sense of calm, peace, and balance. Also, it is great for reducing stress and just coping with all of those feelings and just feeling a lot more relaxed. It also can enhance your attention, your emotional awareness, kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and mental calmness, even in all difficult situations, etc. There are so many benefits to meditation, and also when you practice meditation often and you're really good at sitting in that present moment with no distractions, there's just some crazy ways that meditation can go if you're like really in it. One time when I was meditating with frequency music for like 20 minutes, I could feel my fingers like tingling, and I almost felt like I wasn't in my body, and it just felt like I was, you know, in my brain. Kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but it just felt like I was observing my physical body, not that I was my physical body, if that makes sense. Anyways, we're going sidetracked here. But since we're talking about meditation and the brain stuff, I want to enlighten you guys on more of what I read in this book. And again, all credits to Dr. Joe Dispenza, because I am not a scientist. I did not study brain scans and brain waves myself, but I just feel like this is a piece of cool information that you, the listener, might want to know, and I will explain it to you because that's the way that I like to receive information. But anyways, I quickly want to explain these brain waves in a way that is understandable and just like easy to digest. But basically, it says that your brain works in waves. There is beta, alpha, theta, delta, and gamma. At the beta level, which is like the very top level, it is when you're aware of your outer world. It means like, you know, when you're just walking around doing your daily things. Then there is the alpha stage, where is more when you're in a trance state, when you're dreaming, when you're imagining. This can be a calm, relaxed, creative, intuitive state. A lot of people, when they're meditating, they go in this state. The next one is the theta state, which is when your mind is awake, but your body is asleep. So that's deep meditation. And I almost think that that's the stage where I was in when I was just explaining to you that my fingers were tingling, because I felt fully there in my brain. I was focusing on my breathing, but it was almost like I couldn't feel my body. Like I was going numb. Anyways, then you can go onto the delta brainwave stage, which is when you're in your deep sleep / restorative sleep. And then lastly, it's the gamma brainwave stage, which is your super conscious state. Anyways, that was just a little bit of information for you if you were curious about that and the brain wave stages. I guess that was a little bit unrelated to the topic, but at the same time, not really, because it's going back to why you should meditate and where you can get with meditating. And meditating is how you can be in the present moment, and being in the present moment is how you can hone in on your energy and just work on your own electromagnetic field. Anyways, so now that we've discovered what is holding us back, what is taking away our energy, the next thing that I wanted to talk about on my list was that when you make your little diagram and you see the things that are taking away time from you, I think it's important to cut out or to make an effort to eliminate all those things that are energy vampires or draining to your energy. One way you can do this is by setting boundaries or just being a little bit more assertive. For me, the boundaries don't even have to be with people, but more with negative habits that I have, like being on my phone and having a high screen time. That is a boundary that I need to set with myself. And I put down here on paper that a way that you can own your own energy is by taking back your own personal power. And I feel like to everybody, this could mean something different. I found a whole bunch of examples that you can use to take back your own personal power, but without looking at those and just thinking to myself, what it means to me means to say no more often and not just do the things that people want me to do, kind of erasing those people pleasing behaviors. And sometimes for me, that's like hanging out with all these different people. I don't want to say no. I want to go to all the things. But taking back my power is being assertive when things don't align in my schedule. It means prioritizing myself and my peace and not moving around my schedule or my calendar to make certain things work when at the end of the day, I know that it's not in my best interest. I feel like another way that I can hone in on my energy is prioritizing those habits such as journaling that help me maintain a sense of inner balance and stability, and also just not overbooking myself. I feel like those are the main things for me. Like, I just need to be able to chill and be comfortable with being my best friend and not being overly stimulated by outside factors. And actually, that kind of brings me to another point that I read in this book, and I found it really interesting, but it was basically saying that the body wants to experience physical reality with its senses in order to embrace an emotion. For example, you want to try food, or you want to go to like a social event, or you want to buy something, etc., etc., which actually it says that that means that you're in survival mode and you become a little bit more materialistic, defining reality, as I said, by your senses, by what you can see, hear, smell, or feel, or taste. But the goal is actually to create a reality from the world beyond your senses that's defined not by your body as the mind, but by you as the mind. So doing yoga and doing meditating and journaling are ways ways that I can get back to me being the center of my mind and not my body by craving all these external things, if that makes sense. So as I was saying, doing those habits and those activities that allow me to regulate my emotions helps me be stable. Some other examples that I found here online for ways that you can reclaim your personal power is to work on your self-confidence, believing in oneself and one's abilities, having an increased self-awareness, understanding your own emotional strengths, weaknesses, and values, which all those things empowers being more resilient and being able to bounce back from any setbacks that you have, having autonomy, which means the ability to think, act, and make decisions independently without any other influences, which actually I feel like that's another one that I want to say for myself, because like I said, I've been surrounded by so many people in the past few months that being alone and having that alone time will bring that autonomy back to me because I'm not influenced by other people or what they think I should be doing or what they are thinking about themselves that makes me think about myself in a certain way, you know, just erasing all of that chatter from around me and just spending more time with myself. I feel like I will be able to retrain my brain to having those positive thoughts, to having that abundance mindset. One of the ways that I'm going to call my energy back is just by spending more time alone and doing all of those practices like self-affirmations, gratitude lists. You can also take back your personal power by embracing more courage into your life, having more compassion, more empathy, more integrity, and also just creativity and innovations. It says here, personal power can manifest through creativity and innovation as individuals harness their imaginations and talents to generate new ideas, solve problems, and make positive impacts on the world. That's another one for me. I feel like whenever I take back my power and I'm alone and I just have all the time in the world to focus on creating, I create more meaningful work. I create better work than when my energy is misplaced all over the place. And that is, I think, very evident even in this podcast or my YouTube or, you know, any sort of creating content that I do. Whenever I'm traveling, I'm distracted, I'm focusing my attention on everything else but me, it's really hard to create. And whenever I have that time to myself and I feel present, I feel on top of my stuff, I feel like I've been reading, I've been using my energy on things that bring me joy and things that inspire me, that is when I'm able to have my power back and my creativity back. Now that I'm entering this phase of working on my aura and my energy, I really want to get back to practicing more visualizations because I feel like that puts me in my highest self. And I just want to be mindful about the choices that I'm making and if they are honoring my highest self and what that highest self even looks like. I also think that's important, just having a highest self in mind at all times so that you know that all the actions you're doing, you can ask yourself, is this benefiting me in some way or is this taking energy away from me? One thing that I was talking about with my friends earlier while I was explaining to them about what topic I wanted to talk about in today's episode was that back in like 2020, 2021, when I feel like I was very much in my spiritual era and spirituality and whatever means something different to everyone, I don't want to talk about it too much because I feel like that's just not something that I want to base my content around. But I feel like at that time, there was a big trend and I do feel like I got into it because it was a trend, but I was genuinely practicing all those habits. And I feel like that was the time when I was the happiest, the most productive. I just had so much creative and pure energy. And I feel like I've been so distracted doing all these other things and thinking like, oh, I just don't really do that much of that stuff anymore. But genuinely, like I want to get back to doing all that kind of stuff, which is what I'm explaining to you right now, because I do feel like that was the time when I saw the most amount of my manifestations coming true. So anyways, I've been talking for quite some time now. I think I'm going to end the episode here. But overall, I hope that out of this episode, you, first of all, learned a new thing or so. I feel like I just talked for so long on, I swear, 4 pages that I read yesterday. And it just really goes to show you how reading these like self-help books or books that really inspire you and like actually have like substance to them really can impact your like train of thinking or your actions for the next couple days, months, years. You know, I'm creating content out of this. Hopefully it inspires you and it just creates a butterfly effect. Like it's crazy how just having a perspective change or a new bit of information can actually alter your life. And I hope that that's honestly what happens when you listen to any of my podcast episodes, you know, like any bit of information or knowledge or wisdom that I give to you guys that you can incorporate into your lives. And it just kind of trickles on into all of us becoming the best versions of ourselves. Overall, I enjoy being vulnerable with you guys, telling you guys where I am currently at and talking about things that resonate with me in the current moment, because I feel like whenever I listen to my intuition and talk about what feels important to me, I always get comments being like, you talked about this at the perfect time. And I feel like it's because the collective consciousness needs to hear it. So anyways, this is your reminder to cut out energy vampires, energy drainers, to make those lists for yourself where you realize what is taking away your energy, and to hone back in on your own energy, to work on your aura, to make it as pure and as clear as you possibly can. And that aura is going to take you such a long way. Honestly, working on your own energy, seeing the beauty in it, seeing how special it is, seeing how unique it is, I feel like will seep into so many different areas of your life and overall just make you move through life with a little bit more grace. So anyways, let's get our shit together energetically so that this summer or winter, if you're in Australia, we're just attracting all the right things, being around the right people, having synchronicities all around us because we are in the right place at the right time, and, you know, just living our best life. Honestly, that's the moral of the story. But anyways, I love you and I will see you in a new episode next week. If you haven't already given this episode on YouTube a thumbs up or you've subscribed to the YouTube channel, make sure you do that. If you haven't given it a rating on Spotify, make sure you do that. And if you haven't recommended this to somebody else, recommend it to them so that they get some little bit of knowledge as well. I love you and I'll talk to you later.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.